greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I have been listening to the various posts regarding inept commenting. And everybody, well, not everybody, but a few people that I listen to are kind of suspicious as to why. All the first thing that popped into my head is that Audio Boo is no longer the big kid on the block. With so many apps, you have Yappy, you have Melt, you have Voicebo, you have SoundCloud, you have Chirpit, you have, I'm sure there's, oh, you have Zoogme, which is Android only. The competition to me is definitely getting stiff. I've reviewed on my blog Chirpit. I've reviewed Yappy. I'm in the process of reviewing Melt. I've pretty much hit a lot of them. And it's funny because when I first did my recording on Chirpit, you know, I paid the 99 cents for their app just so that I could test it. There was no beep. Beep. I'm like, hey, is this thing working? And then you look at the little wheel. Most of them have wheels with the lights on it and something to let you know that it's recording. No little beep, beep, beep. Then my question is, for the VI community, how does that work? Or doesn't it? Does something tell you that it's recording? Oh, yes, I remember that little voicey thing. That I hear sometimes in the audios here on Audio Boo. And I noticed that they changed posts. To me, I think they should have stuck to booze because everybody else has their own little, they have melts, which to me is just, I don't know. Then they have yaps, and then they have chirps, and you've got, to me, a post is in reference to a blog. It's written. It's and I guess to me it's that's written. This is audio. Maybe casts or, you know, mini pods. I don't know. And then the whole increase with time was the, you know, you give a little bit to pacify, and then you give a little bit more to keep, you know, I'm thinking Audio Boo, somebody knows. They're not the big kids on the block. They still might be, because a lot of, there is community here. In my experience with the other apps, it's very difficult. A lot of them have younger kids, and it's hard to, to record stuff. I know I'm very cautious on what I record, as to not to offend or, you know, get myself into trouble kind of thing. Because there are, you know, little kids making, and, oh my God, not that you don't have every right to do, but the singing, oh my God. I guess because I work with, indirectly work with children, and I hear them, what does the fox say? I haven't heard, first it was Psy and Gundam Style, and then it was the fox, and there hasn't been anything lately. Oh, I'm scared now. But anyway, competition. And Audio Boo, hey, if they go the way of, you know, the big dogs with the BBC and all those channels, hey, more power to them. There's other places to go, you know, and you're going to find stuff to, not complain, but, oh, it's just not, you know, because I have that experience from when I first started doing audio on Snapvine. And I know there was a few people that migrated desperately trying to find a place to hang with your friends, with, like, Big Rick says, little pockets of community. You have little pockets, you know, you have your little friends, and you can see the circles. You know, you hear the certain names over and over again: Big Rick, Phil Sorrow, Mac, Bernie, Slandy. You know, that's there's a core right there, you know, and then you have an outer ring of people. And when I was in Snapvine, it was the same thing. And there are some of those people that migrated to Audioboo, but there wasn't the feeling there. I was in Audioboo for about a year, and then when we started doing February, then people started, you know, following me and noticing. And then I got into, you know, other little groups, and which is amazing, you know, because that's what people want, is a sense of belonging, and hey, you know, we're all attention whores to some degree. You know, we want comments on our blog posts when they're written. We want comments on our audio. We want to know that people are listening to our waffle, and, you know, because it's an expression of us. I do it because I have thoughts bumping into each other, and it's like, oh my God, I can't think anymore because I'm overloaded with all these thoughts just banging into each other. And the other thing is, I hope I'm not the only one experiencing said, you know, experience, so I share it. But there's always going to be, I hate to say, some place to go. But when, you know, Snapvine closed down, you know, it was just like, oh my God, some people couldn't recover. They couldn't get over the fact that it's gone and your family's gone. It's just like a tornado came in or a hurricane came in, just totally knocked your house down, and now you have to move. And I found a little home in Audioboo, but you never know. Nothing is permanent. So I go out and I experiment other little places and see how it goes. I still haven't found the community that I fit into like I do here in Audioboo. But the whole point of my madness is enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy your company. Enjoy each other. And hey, you know, if you find some place that you're comfortable besides Audioboo, tell your friends about it and say, hey, I kind of like it over here. Try it out. See how you like it. As a backup. I don't know. But I'm just thinking that Audioboo knows that there's a lot of competition out there. And it's only going to get more, you know, because each app is going to try and add this and add that. What can we change? And there's always going to be something new coming along. And like I said, if they do go the way of the big thing, hey, more power to them. I can't see myself doing it because I think Claire Randall said something. There's iTunes. Why would I go to Audioboo and listen to the BBC unless... Or, well, me personally, because I haven't before, and I probably won't again, because when I'm concerned about my friends, I talk to them directly, like my number one fan. If I hear something on the news, you know, I heard about the 70-mile-an-hour winds and the big waves and part of the cliff, you know, collapsing, and are you okay kind of thing. But I'm not going to listen to, it's just not in me. I stick to what's in my own backyard. So I think that's my mad rambles on this whole Audioboo in-app commenting and direction. And remember what they say, opinions, they're just like noses. Everyone has one. Bitterness, people.